is Damien.
Hey Damien, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, good. I missed the call earlier. I was listening to your message. I couldn't make anything out of that you were saying. You were saying that you're from the Bank of...
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We had actually spoke here, it was a little over 2 months ago. We had extended a pre-approved finance offer to the business for some equipment and working capital. I know you said you were down to about two trucks and only one driver, and you just wanted to pay off some final debt you had there before you looked to make any moves. I just wanted to circle back and see how business was going, if there was anything in the pipeline we could help you out with.
Oh, okay. Just to get off you. Yes. Right now, right now is the time that we are considering doing something.
Yeah, what was it you guys were looking to do?
Well, mainly to repair the two trucks that we have. Just the equipment that we have, they all need repairs that we can't really afford to do and can't really put drivers in them until it's repaired.
Okay, what kind of repairs did you have to make there?
Some overhauls on engines and transmission, with some chassis work.
I see. Did you guys pick up a few more trucks then? I know when we spoke last, you only had two.
Yeah, no, it's the same two trucks.
It's the same two trucks. Okay, and how much capital then did you think you'd need there for all those repairs?
For the repairs, I've got a credit card that's like almost maxed out because every time we need to do a repair, you know, we don't have much cash flow going on.
Okay.
It's like, well, you know, you pay the card down only to bring it back up. So I wanted to consolidate that debt with whatever working capital I get.
Okay.
And I estimated with that and the money for the repairs needed would be $90,000. The credit card is almost 30 of it.
So 30K on credit cards. And then about another 60K for repairs?
Yes.
Okay. So about 90K total, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So as far as working capital goes, are you familiar with that program and how it works? Have you?
Yeah, kind of. What happened is I started entertaining another lender. About 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks now.
You took out a loan 2 weeks ago, or you were speaking to someone 2 weeks ago?
I was speaking with someone 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We had a pre-approval. Actually, the pre-approval isn't even finalized yet.
I see. Who was that you were speaking with?
Paycor Financial.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
They're over there in California.
Okay. And did they give you an approval yet, or was it just a pre-approval?
Well, actually, I haven't gotten anything yet. You know, they want pictures of the equipment. They want to lend against the equipment that we have.
I see.
Like 50% of the value. We're not really getting what we need, you know.
Yeah, I definitely get
I'm not getting. It looks like at the end of the day, we won't get the total working capital that we need or any credit card consolidation.
Okay.
And we're saying that it would be for 3 years. Working capital doesn't exceed a 3-year lending period.
Correct, yeah. It is more of a short-term loan. To give you a ballpark of what we might be able to free up, it is mostly based off of your top-line revenue. Do you know what you guys did in sales there last year for the business?
Last year?
Correct.
Last year, well, it's not a lot because we didn't have all the trucks running at the same time very much. I think it was just under 500 tells, like 400 and something tells.
Okay, okay. So as far as freeing up some capital for you, you're probably going to be, I would say, anywhere from the 35 to 60K range that we could free up for you. The good part is here is if you're trying to consolidate some debt there on the credit cards, getting that paid off is not only going to help you out getting loans down the road, but it's also going to help out your credit score immediately. Is that more of the main focus you wanted, or was the repairs the number one goal you were going for? I'm just trying to see what game plan you have.
Is more important because
the credit cards would be more important.
Well, the repairs would be more important. You know, I mean, I'm driving equipment that can't even pass a DOT inspection because
I see
that's wrong with it. Don't have the cash flow to
okay. So what we can actually look at here is we have refinance options here on our working capital loan. So let's just hypothetically say you took out a six month term loan. At about 3 months in, you actually get refinance options where you can get additional capital at longer terms and lower rates. You really just want to get your foot in the door, build that relationship, prove you can make the payment, and then we can allocate more capital to you. So if you're going to need more capital down the road to consolidate some cards, maybe to get operations and the business back up and running to where you want it to, we're a relationship-based bank, so we want to grow with you. And if getting you the repairs is that first step, it's definitely something we can help you out with. The two other things that we look at when coming up with these approvals, one is your gross annual sales. The other two are time in business. How long have you guys been in business over there?
Been in business 7 years.
About 7 years? Okay.
Independently, only 6 years.
Okay. And then the third thing that we look at is credit, your personal credit. Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think it's good.
Do you have a ballpark, or do you remember what the number was the last time you pulled it?
The last time it got pulled, it was at 771.
771, okay. Yeah, you're definitely above the average there. That's going to help you out tremendously on the terms of the approval. And like I said, this is something that we can get you in, get you some capital, you can get some of these repairs going. We can usually get you an approval in about 24 hours, and then, you know, if it makes sense for the business and you feel you can utilize it immediately, we can get you funded in just about 24 hours after that. But as far as the approval process, it's just three things that we need. It'd be a one-page application. Did you guys file 2015 taxes yet?
Yes.
Okay, so then we would need your 2015 taxes, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we're able to get that, I can get you submitted to underwriting and get you an answer usually in 24 to 48 hours. What's a good email there for you, Damien, and I can shoot this information over there to you?
Send it to DamienCarryTransport@gmail.com. That's DAMIAN.
Okay.
KPRRI.
Okay.
Transport@gmail.com.
transport@gmail.com. Perfect. What I'll do is get this email going right now. It's just going to have the list of what we would need for the approval, and it'll have all my contact information in there as well. When do you think you might be able to get that paperwork back to me? Is that something you feel you have readily available?
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. What I'll do is shoot this email over. I'll maybe touch base with you at the end of tomorrow if I don't hear back from you, just to see if you have any questions. But as soon as you can get that back to me, we can get the ball rolling on some approvals and see what we can do for you.
And ask you, your advertising statement said that the businesses qualified are pre-qualified for $250,000 funding.
Correct.
What is that based on?
The pre-approval is based off of a UCC filing that you guys had with, looks like, Fleetone Factoring earlier this year. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, our pre-approval is based off the fact that you're in the DMB database and that you have a borrowing history. We like to align ourselves with people that have that history, that's shown that they can make payments, and that they're looking to grow. So basically, you've met those standards there, and you're someone who we would like to align ourselves with. And so as far as the approval, we just have to take a current health look at the business just to make sure everything does line up.
Okay. Because it sounds like I still won't be able to get what I need from you. You're saying that, you know, it sounds like I qualify for $35,000. That's the same thing the other lenders are saying, you know.
Yeah. With working capital, it isn't necessarily based off of the credit. It is going to be based off of cash flow. Since they are shorter unsecured cash loans, it's the exact reason there for that. So if you're generating about $450,000 per year, being able to pay back $250,000 plus payback amount in a short amount of time is probably something that most lenders would not be able to do, and it's probably something that you wouldn't want to take on for the business. But what we can do is get your foot in the door, get you a good amount of capital to get those repairs going, and then down the road look at refinancing options to get you that additional capital to get closer to that number you were looking for.
Right. And what kind of interest rate do you have for a secured loan?
On the secured side for equipment, it's usually in the mid-single digits, I would say anywhere from like the 3 to 7 range starting, and it's more heavily based off of your credit, which would play a big favor there for you. So if you were looking to bring on any equipment down the road, you will definitely probably have a really good shot at not only getting approved there, but the terms and rates are a little bit more attractive there on that side of the program.
Right. And what if I wanted to add another truck to the fleet along with a loan like what I'm looking for now?
Yeah, so if you wanted to look at equipment, what I can do in the email is attach the equipment application, which is just another one page. It's the only other thing that we would need. And we can see what you can get you approved on that. Did you have a truck you were already looking at?
No. No, okay. But I might consider getting one.
Trailers. I see. Once you get a quote or an invoice on a piece of equipment, what you can do is we can submit the equipment application and see what we can get you approved on that. But until you get a quote there, it's a little hard to actually give you a formal approval. But if you did do a little shopping, you got a quote, or if you got an equipment like online you were looking at, you can send us the details on that and we can look at approval on that side. But until you get some like hard numbers and information on that, we probably shouldn't even bother with the equipment side and just focus on the capital. But if you are looking for the equipment, it's definitely something we can do for you.
Right. All right. Let me take a look at the application.
Okay, I will
see you by tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll get the email going now. What I will do is attach the equipment application as well. You don't have to fill that out right away, but when you do get the quote, what you can do is just fill that out. It's almost the exact same as the working capital, and you just attach the invoice with it, and we can see what kind of approvals we can get for you on that side as well.
Right.
All right, Damien, it was good talking to you. I'll shoot this email over right now, and we'll be in touch soon.
All right. Tyler, right?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.